We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we try a whole new theme style and or topic. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, my guest is Adam Archer. Adam Archer is a comedian here in Chicago. I don't know if you guys are picking up on this pattern here. Basically, I just ask some of the best comedians in Chicago what kind of podcast that they want to do, and that's the podcast that we do. Maybe that's what I should change the opener into. I don't know. It's too late. We'll figure it out. Adam wanted to do a film noir style podcast, and film noir comedy is a standard thing to do here. It's very popular. It's super fun. And we haven't done that yet. And I'm like, let's do that then. So we improvised this entire thing. We have no idea where it's going to go. We have no idea what kind of characters that we're going to run into. Basically, there's a character named Dick Danger, and he's going to have a sidekick. That is literally the only thing that we came up with. And I think that it turned out awesome. I hope that you guys enjoy it. This is Dick Danger.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the weekly broadcast of Dick Danger, Private Eye.
This week's sponsors, Black Lung Cigarettes. If you ain't smoking Black Lung, you ain't smoking Jack.
And from Sucker Brothers, vacuums. Have something to need suck? Call the Sucking Brothers.
925-3332. If we can't suck it, it can't be sucked. And by U.S. War Bonds.
You want to find out what those are? Mail us!
Yeah, please mail. What's a war bond?
We don't know. We're just paid to sell them.
And now, to the adventures of Dick Danger. Private Eye.
This week's episode, Extended Vacation. No cases coming over the desk today. Looks like it's gonna be a real easy one. Guess I'll light me up a Black Lung and get going. Should be just about the time for the paperboy.
Ting, ting, ting!
Hey, paperboy!
Oh, hey, Dick Danger.
Yeah. Come in, have a seat.
Nah, Dick, I got a lot of papers
to deliver. Nah, come on. Chat with Dick for a little bit.
Are you just going to rope me into one or none of your things here?
Nah, no cases today. It's a slow day, paperboy.
You promised, Dick?
I mean, I can't promise that Danger won't be around every turn, but for right now, it's a calm day.
All right, because I'm a busy paperboy. I got a lot of papers to deliver.
You're the best paperboy in the city.
I got a lot of bikes to ride. I got a lot of throw papers into mailboxes.
How's the arm?
It's doing good.
Yeah.
It's doing good. I ran into that random mini tornado, but I feel good. I feel fine.
Yeah, that snuck up on us.
Yeah, it did. That little tiny tornado. I have a lot of songs to get through, too. That's my cigarette. You'll steal another. Hey, why don't you buy a Suckin' Brothers vacuum?
Hey, did they sponsor you finally?
Yeah, they finally got me.
I hear there's nothing better than a Suckin' Brother.
No, I reversed the engine, put it on my bicycle, and I get a fly around.
Yeah, you're smart, kid. You're going places.
This is good. I like this.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I in the right place?
Oh. Quiet, paper boy. It's business time.
But...
Don't move.
You promised me that this wouldn't happen.
Well, I might need you on the case. Just sit down.
Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting? I can leave.
No. It's a busy day, but I can make space for a dame like you.
Okay.
What's your name?
A dame.
Excuse me?
A dame. That's my name.
Yeah, that's what you are. You're a dame. You walked in my office.
What's with all the questions? You need to solve my riddles.
Oh my goodness.
First.
Paperboy, how are you at riddles?
I'm not very good. I'm good at... If they involve songs, I can sing a song.
Yeah, let's check this out. Well, what is it?
I have three riddles.
Okay.
First riddle.
Lickety-split-like.
First riddle. What holds a lot of volume, but it always comes in a frequency?
Holds a lot of...
This is a hard one, boss.
Volume.
Hold on.
What holds a frequency?
What has a lot of volume?
Well,
and can always a frequency.
The ocean. has a whole lot of volume.
Dick, I don't think you want to... The frequency of the ocean there.
Oh, Dick. Yeah, the frequency.
Dick, you're not being...
A radio? That has a frequency, but...
That's it. You figured it out.
A radio?
Yes. All RCA right. radios.
RCA radio. Well, we're on our way here.
Second again. Riddle.
Can I get you a black lung while we riddle talk?
Sure, why not? All right, second riddle.
All right, lay it on me.
What's a grocery store?
It's where you get food.
Dang it, you answered them so quick.
Ah, well, you know, you come to Dick Danger, you get a lot of things.
That was really good, Dick.
Yeah, thanks, Paperboy.
At this rate, I'll be out of here in no time. I'll be able to make it to the end of the course and be able to get all the extra points.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be out of here in no time with no scratches and alive.
I don't like this foreshadowing.
Next thing.
Okay.
Where are all my employees?
What do you do?
I own a business.
Wow.
You know the docks?
Yes, the docks, of course.
I own the docks.
You own all the docks?
I own every dock.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You control all those boats that come in and out?
Yes, and I went down there this morning.
Yeah?
And no one was there, none of my employees.
Oh, this is why you're here.
They're all missing.
Maybe you should check the bar. That's where my pops is always is.
Can you take this case on for me?
Oh, yeah. The Dick takes it on.
Boss, I gotta go. Is that okay?
No, Paperboy, I need you on this. I'm going down to the docks.
My real boss is gonna get real upset, Dick.
Don't worry. Tell him you've been hanging with Dick.
Yeah, I did. I did last time. He was not happy.
All right. Let's go down to the docks. I'll ride on your bike with you.
Oh, I gotta pedal again?
Yeah.
All right.
Call me when you figured everything out.
Hang by the phone, sweetie. This one will take no time. Faster, Paperboy.
I'm going as fast as I can, Dick. Yeah. Why don't we just take your car?
It's in the shop.
What happened?
Well, they won't let it out of the shop till I pay for it.
What?
It's fine. It's fixed. By the shop, it's in the impound.
Dick, that reminds me. I'm supposed to ask you for your payment for the papers.
I thought they were free.
You're 3 months behind.
Just this case will break it, kid. This case will break the bank wide open.
Since when do newspapers become free?
What?
What? We're here.
Ah.
Man.
The docks. Oh, that's a big ship.
Wow, it's got nowhere to go, too, because there's no employees
there's
here.
There's no one here. I wonder why we came down here if there's no one to question.
Yeah, well, maybe we should look around and see if we see anything.
Hey, what is that? Is that a... That's a golden wrapper. A golden wrapper. Careful, is that the black lung?
I just need another cigarette. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like this golden wrapper is anything. It just caught my eye.
I thought this golden wrapper... Hey, wait a second. There's some chocolate here.
And it's still firm in this New York City heat.
Hey! Hey, you, kid!
Yeah, don't run!
Come back here!
Hey,
all kid! Right. Hey!
I'm gonna use your bike, paper boy!
No, I'm gonna throw paper at him!
Here I go!
hey, kid!
Yeah. What do you want?
I can tell you right now, kid, I don't like you.
Oh, are you Dick Danger?
No, I'm the paper boy.
Oh, your voice got so low.
Sorry, Dick Danger went the wrong
That's
way on his bicycle.
Kid. Oh, Dick! No, I'm right here. I was watching you the whole time. I wanted to let you take the point on this one. Well done.
No, listen up, kid.
Can I go?
No, you're not going anywhere.
Ow!
Twist your arm.
Whoa, Paperboy.
Yeah!
Paperboy, he's up on him.
It's how I get my gifts going.
All right.
That's how I get off.
Oh, God. Okay, Paperboy, listen.
This kid. Yeah, that's right, kid. Now listen up. We saw you eating. You're the only person out here. Why is that?
I'm lost.
How do you get... So you walk towards the water?
Well, my family lives here.
Your family lives in the docks?
They live in a crate.
In which crate?
This one.
Let me get this, Dick.
Yeah, you take care of this. Come on, put your weight into it.
I can't.
Yeah. Pry it open.
Yeah!
Empty!
Yeah, I don't see a family. All I see is a bunch of pillows that have faces drawn on them.
Yeah, they're here. You found them.
Oh my God, kid. Hey, kid.
Yeah?
Dick's gotta ask you some questions about this.
Yeah, see, You seen anything strange around here lately? These docks are usually pretty packed with employees. Miss Adame is unhappy.
Is that a question?
Yeah, that's a question. Where are they? What have you seen lately?
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
You better not lie. Otherwise, this pillow gets it.
Oh, no. Mom! Mom, don't move. I'll take care of this. Okay. I'll tell you everything.
You're up there. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us everything.
Take your hands off of boobs.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was just a torso.
No, that's a pillow.
Okay.
Okay, see what happened was, I remember it like it was yesterday. Miss Adame! Miss Adame!
Yes?
The docks, they're on fire!
Who set this fire?
We don't know. We know the insurance for this dock is really big, though.
How weird.
Where are you going? Why are you in your car already?
I'm away.
I don't know about that story.
I don't see any char marks here.
Yeah, I don't see any. Everything looks fine, kid. Tell us the truth, or this tiny pillow gets it.
Okay, no. Yeah. That's my dog.
That's your dog?
That's my dog, no. All right.
What's its name?
Ruff. Ruff. Ruff, no. Just do whatever he says, Ruff.
What's your name, by the way? Is it Charlie?
No.
What?
Charles.
I hate you and your dumb family.
Charles the Dock Boy.
Tell us your secrets.
All right, I remember it was like it was yesterday.
All right.
Hey, Miss Adame.
Yes?
Do you want to meet my dad?
Oh, sure. Those are my pillows.
Yeah?
Give me those pillows.
No, they're my family.
All right, you can have them.
Thank you.
You're not helping at all, kid.
But that's how I met my family.
Nobody wants to know how you met your family. All right, hey, Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found this on the golden wrapper.
Yeah?
There's a map.
Ooh.
I say we follow the map.
My chartography's off. You mind taking a point on this one, paper?
Again?
Yeah.
I got so many papers to deliver, though.
You guys want to come in for a cup of coffee?
Nobody's getting coffee with you, you creepy kid.
You don't even have a coffee maker, kid. Listen, I feel like...
Wait, hold on, kid. Is this your coffee maker?
Yeah.
Some pantyhose and a bucket of water?
That's right. And you just let it strain through the pantyhose.
That's disgusting, kid.
Yeah, it's real salty because all I have access to is salt water.
Let's get out of here.
All right.
Dick.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
I tell you what, we didn't really learn a lot, but I have a feeling this Adame is up to something.
Well, if she's up to something, Dick, why would she have us try to find out the information? You know? You get what I'm coming at?
Maybe she wants to cover her tracks real good. All right, you can put me down now. Thanks for carrying me to the bike. Now let's go.
Oh, no!
Right here, kid. The seediest spot in New York.
Seedsville.
Yeah. Now, kid, you're going to see some things in here I don't know if you've seen yet, but how old are you?
12.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
All right.
I tell you, when I was 12, I was the seediest of the seedy kids.
Okay.
My seed was everywhere. Now, let's go into this bar.
Hey!
Hey, Mac.
What are you doing in here?
Ah, come on, Mac.
We're closed. Get out of here.
You don't close for Dick Danger. No.
Oh, Dick Danger.
That's right.
You didn't say.
Well, you didn't look at me.
Come on in, you son of a bitch.
All right, you old hoe bag.
I don't know if I like this guy.
Hey, just trust me, paperboy. Follow my lead.
What do you want, Double D?
Just listen to me, McCraggy. I need you.
What do you need, Richard Danger?
All right, McCraggy, that's enough.
What do you want of me? What's your middle name?
Solo.
All right, Solo Bolo, let's do this.
I suggest you start giving me answers about a lady.
Whoa, there's a lot of ladies that come in here.
All right, well, this one...
You son of a bitch.
...is tall.
Okay, it doesn't narrow it down.
Long legs.
That usually goes with being tall.
Deep voice.
Same as me.
It's true. No, there's no way. And her name is Adame.
Oh, yeah, I know her. Why don't you just say Adame? She's in here all the time. Son of a bitch.
Strange for a businesswoman to be in here all the time. We need to know what happened to the docks. All our employees are gone.
Oh, the docks? Where are the boats coming?
Yeah, that's the docks. She owns the docks.
She owns the docks? I know that, you son of a bitch.
I bet you did know that. Now, what happened to the employees? What do you know? Your ear's really close to the ground.
Well, a lot of the employees come in here after work and get a lot of drinks. And I can tell you that every single employee was in here last night drinking it up in here, you son of a bitch.
What were they saying? Were they saying anything really strange?
No, just mostly talking about how they were all going to this big convention somewhere.
Big convention?
Later that night.
Later that
night. And that nobody else knows about it but them.
A night convention.
And that it was at exactly midnight. And that the password was, you son of a bitch, to get in. And that you also needed a ticket, a golden ticket, to get in there.
Golden ticket.
You son of a bitch. And also, the address was 1549 West East Street.
West East Street.
You son of a bitch.
I know it well. I don't know where I'm going to get a dress at this time of night, but...
Boss, I don't know if this guy's helping us out at all.
Yeah, well, no, that seems pretty specific.
I got a lot of papers to deliver.
All right, we need a dress in a dress.
Oh, God.
And we need to infiltrate this convention.
You promised me if I wore that dress one time, I wouldn't have to ever wear a dress again.
Well, today's a new day. My promises only last 24 hours.
What? That's the... I hate you. What?
That does seem like a really dumb thing to say, Mike.
Hey, McCracker, you want to keep this place open, huh? Why don't you give the boy here a couple shots?
All right. Here's a shot of McGillicuddy's, and here's a shot of ethanol, you son of a bitch.
McCracker, come back to bed.
Oh... That's my dame.
Good for you, McCraggy. Good for you.
I'm gonna go upstairs and go have myself some sex, you son of a bitch.
All right. Well, I think we go down to the convention on the West East End.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's only a 70 block.
No! I got all these papers to deliver. I got a song.
Go ahead. I think everyone should sing this song.
Open the gates and seize the day. That's my cigar.
You know, kid, you got a real talent. Maybe one day you should write some of these songs down.
You never had a friend like me.
This is incredible, kid. It's like I'm sitting here with, Fats Domino.
I didn't start the fire.
Oh.
It was somebody else, or it never happened.
Maybe it was a dame.
Maybe. All right, let's go.
The convention.
Boss. Boss, I don't like my dress. I don't like the slit in the side.
All right. You heard him. He said we had to come to a dress.
No.
Now, here we are at the convention. Seems,
How come you're not wearing a dress and I am?
Because I'm your date.
No.
I'm your date.
I'm That's out of right. your league, dick.
Hey.
What?
Hey, come
Look
on.
At me.
What? Is it my missing fingers?
Yeah.
I could do a lot
you
better.
You look like
I could do better than you.
What are you talking about? Look at me.
I love you, kid.
I'm fit. I'm spry. I do a lot of biking.
You sing
I
like
sing,
an angel.
I dance around.
Oh, yeah. Hey, sorry.
I outran a dog last week.
Sorry, the password is, what was it, Paperboy?
You son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
And here's our golden ticket that we got from that kid. I mean, that is ours.
Well, you may enter.
Whoa, hey, curly Q mustache guy.
Thank you. Come in.
Can we ask you a couple questions?
Well, sure.
What's going on in here, curly Q mustache guy?
It's a convention.
Okay, of what?
Of people who want to kill their bosses.
No!
That's right.
Oh, no.
Everyone here is from the docks.
No!
That's right. Let's just say the docks might have a boom boom.
What are you saying?
Well, I don't know, but if Mrs. Adame were to go back to work, she might find a boom boom.
I'm not catching dick. Are you catching any of this? What is he?
Is he gonna have sex with her?
No, but a boom boom.
Hey, curly Q mustache guy.
Yeah.
What do you think about this dress? This is, I told him this color, this green, I don't like it.
Adorable. You're way out of his league.
See? There you go. Did you hear
that,
Dick? All right. Did you just hear that?
Look, I think Miss Adame is in danger, and I think we should go back to my apartment.
No.
Let's go.
I want to go inside. Ugh.
Oh, and curly mustache guy?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah. Oh! You smacked him right in the mouth!
Yeah.
Oh, his mustache fell off!
I'm gonna call the cops.
Hold on!
Oh, my face clothes! My face clothes! Give them back! Hey, I recognize you. You in the papers.
I recognize you too. I delivered your face all around town.
You're the union leader.
You are, son of a bitch.
Oh, no.
You're coming with us.
No!
I'm gonna wrap you a newspaper.
Oh, no! There's so much newspaper!
Yeah, take that, you son of a bitch. Let's go and warn Miss Dame. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
All right, can we just get a cab?
Yeah. You pay for it, right, Mr. Mustache Guy?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Stop calling a mustache guy. He doesn't have his mustache anymore.
All right. Face. Here we go. We're in a cab. Stop doing
I'm so tired. It's a pedal cab.
Miss Adame!
What are you doing in my apartment? You just barged in. I'm naked.
Wait, this is my apartment.
Oh. Whoops.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, paperboy.
Yeah?
Could you sit with a naked face man outside for a little bit?
Sure. I don't know why.
I gotta talk to Mrs. Adame.
That's my cigar. You're stealing
it. I can't believe that you walked in on me like this.
You don't mind if I match your attire, do you?
Sure, go ahead.
Zip.
Now, Dick.
Yeah?
Before you put in the danger, what did you need to tell me?
I need to tell you, we found out what was going on. Your whole crew is trying to kill you.
No, they love me. They would never do that.
No, they're having a whole convention about it. They're gonna blow the docks up.
They're gonna blow the docks up?
The docks.
We gotta go.
Wait.
Yes?
I just unzipped all my zippers.
We gotta go.
You
gotta put on all 14 of your zippers again. We gotta go.
Zip. Zip.
Let's get to the docks.
Paperboy.
Yeah?
Can you take all three of us on your bike?
No, you guys, seriously. A real cab, please.
Miss Adame, what are you doing here?
I heard what you were gonna do to me, and what you're gonna do to my docks.
Yeah, well, we never felt appreciated.
What do you mean you never felt appreciated?
Just felt like you never really cared about us.
I'm sorry.
This is real nice, but a dock's about to blow up in my city.
I have to finish this, and then we'll get to that, okay?
Okay.
I don't know how fast it's gonna take me to get there.
Now listen, I want you to know that you're extremely appreciated, and I'm going to be giving every worker a 4% raise.
Whoa. I don't think the guys will be mad anymore.
What happened to your mustache?
He hit it off.
Let's go!
Yeah. You stay here, naked face man.
We all shouldn't have ran. The docks!
The docks! Now, if you were a bomb, where would you be? I knocked out our only witness. The kid.
What kid?
He must have seen where the bomb was.
Let's go get him.
I don't like that kid. I don't trust that kid. Hey, you, kid! Yeah, get back here!
Hey, what? No,
get
not
back
again.
Here!
Not
hey,
again.
Hey, kid! Oh. Hey! Oh. This just then. My fist to your face.
Wow!
Extra, extra. Punches in your face.
All right. That's enough. Kid.
One more.
Go ahead, paperboy.
Stop the presses, because I'm going to punch you in the face. Okay, we shouldn't have done another one. What?
What do you need?
Where's the bomb?
Yeah, where's the bomb?
It's in my home.
Oh, quick, get to it. Oh, my God. The tiny baby pillow has the bomb.
That's my baby sister. Be careful.
I'll take care of this. Disarm. Wait, it's not disarm.
5, 4.
I gotta throw it in the ocean.
3, 2.
That headline's gonna make a splash.
I like that one. Now can I go sell my papers? What's wrong with you, kid?
My little sister just blew up in front of me.
Hey, kid.
Yeah?
You need a family?
Yeah.
There's no other better family than U.S. War Bonds.
Huh? What do they do?
Also, you can come work at the papes with me if you want.
The paper store. I've always wanted a paper route.
And they're sweet. Real sweet.
I don't care if you don't want to come. You're coming with me anyway.
Ah! Oh, right on the back.
He said that he was going to come.
I'm fine. Let's go deliver those papers.
All right, Dick. I'm never coming back.
You did good, kid. Goodbye. Well, well, well. Looks like it's just the two of us again.
Oh, Dick. You did such a great job. Thank you so much. You saved my life. You saved my employees. You saved my doc.
Yeah, well, there's one thing I didn't save.
What?
My virginity.
Oh, Dick, you're so romantic.
What do you say we borrow this kid's home for a little bit?
Oh, we could use his family for softness.
Let's do this.
And that concludes another grand adventure of Dick Danger, Private Eye.
Join us again next week where Dick Danger, Private Eye, will team up with his friend, Paperboy, to battle the evils of Adolf Hitler.
That is this week's episode. If you like this episode and you're like, hey, where can I listen to more of this crazy garbage? You can listen to it at trythispodcast.com. Also, all our episodes are on iTunes. You could subscribe to us on there. You could leave us a rating or review if you're awesome. Some people have already done that. Thank you guys if you have already done that. Also, thank you so much for just listening to this podcast. Thank you to the subscribers. Thank you for the supporters. You guys mean a lot to us, and it's the reason why we continue to do this. If you'd like to email us, say anything, any kind of suggestion, hate mail, spam, you could, that's at trythispodcast@gmail.com. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have a new guest with a whole new theme style and our topic. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.